And at the same time, it is mentioned, at the same time, not same day, but in the same time, Mahaprabhu's older brother, he appeared. His name was Vishwarup. Later, Mahaprabhu's birth name was Vishwambar. But Vishwarup appeared. It's just saying in the general, around that same time. This Vishwarup is considered to be an expansion of Lord Nityananda. So when we say Gaur Nitai, these two brothers, we're not just talking about spiritual. On one side, you're talking, oh, they are Krishna and Balaram. They are brothers, yes. But he is also the actual brother in the same family in Chaitanya Lila. Vishwarup is the expansion of Nityananda. Well, Mahaprabhu's older brother, Vishwarup, he went off and became a sannyasi when he was quite young. And this was quite a devastating blow to Jagannath Misra and Mother Sachi. Their first son went off and became a sannyasi. And they always had the fear that the same thing might happen to Nimai. He might also wander after his brother somehow or another. And eventually, of course, he did. And when Mahaprabhu came to South India, he was actually looking for his brother, is what he was looking. He was searching all the holy places and trying to find his brother, Vishwarup, because he had become a sannyasi also. So that Vishwarup, of course, by this time, Mahaprabhu already met Nityananda Prabhu and everything. And then later he became a sannyasi. He was looking for his brother. I'm telling something about Vishwarup because he is expansion of Nityananda. Then when Mahaprabhu got to it's called Pandavapur in Maharashtra. Pandavapur. I forget the river there. Bhima River. He got the news that one sannyasi Vishwarup, known as Vishwarup, or who was from the village of Nadia, he entered samadhi there. Not much said of it, but it is mentioned that when Vishwarup entered samadhi, means he left this world, he merged in the body of Nityananda back in Navadvip. At that time, Mahaprabhu ended his South India tour, and he returned via Vishakhapatna. He returned back to Puri, where the devotees were anxiously awaiting him. So this Vishwarup is also Nityananda, his expansion. Then he joined in the back into the source, Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu earlier had been taken away by a sannyasi also. And it is said that his father died of heartbreak. You can imagine if Lord Nityananda, householders have so much attachment for their children. You don't want to lose them even to Krishna sometime. Even to Krishna, you don't want to lose them, right? So that's the nature of this world. But you should be happy when they go to Krishna and want to be. Our Mata Maharaj, his father also is a devotee of Krishna. But to go to Krishna, he had to run away from home. He had to tell lies, had to cheat. He even had to dress in a sari and put on makeup. And we smuggled him from one village to the next. So many things he had to do. So parents that are sometimes devotees, they're not happy to see their children come to Krishna. This is bad. They want to enjoy something like this. But would you just die of heartbreak if your son became a sannyasi? No. You'd watch TV and go on doing things and make some show for some time. But so much attachment to Lord Nityananda. That Nityananda himself had become his son. When he left, he could not live. The life air left him. And he went away with Madhavendra Puri, and gradually he came back. We can discuss something of that later. But gradually he came to join with Mahaprabhu. And there was a particular pastime at that moment where he came, whose house he came to. Nandanacharya. When devotees there, Nandanacharya. Mahaprabhu had been manifesting various symptoms. Maybe he was also shouting Nityananda's name. But he gave intimation to his devotees that a great personality has come to Navadvip. Please go and bring him. So the devotees searched everywhere and they couldn't find Lord Nityananda, who was in Nandanacharya's house sitting on his veranda. Then everybody returned and said, "We don't find anybody has come." And there was nobody's come. We don't find any. And then he told his voice, come. And Sankirtan, he just went straight to Nandanacharya's house. And there's some descriptions of that first natural, spontaneous meeting in the Leela of Nityananda and Mahaprabhu. The ecstasy of their kirtan, that both are fainting, becoming unconscious, their first meeting in this Leela. And from then on, there were many senior devotees of Mahaprabhu, but instantly, not like gradually, on the spot, Lord Nityananda, he became the senior member. And must be because he's Lord Balaram. He is the spiritual Shakti of Krishna. He is the spiritual potency. He is the Guru Tattva. And it's his energy that manifests the Leelas of Krishna and spreads the Sankirtan movement. That is why great Acharyas who do great preaching work and spread Krishna consciousness, we take them as Shaktivesha avatars of Nityananda Prabhu. Because without that energy of Nityananda, you can't just go spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, as Prabhupada did. It's humanly not possible. It's Vaishnavally not possible. Some of us have a trouble to get from one place to the other in time for class. Right? What to speak of, or to run, you know, one little ashram, just and do two things at once. And we just don't have the energy to go out all over the world and preach Krishna consciousness. Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he was always like, not really miffed, because miffed isn't the right word, but just, he was awed by what Prabhupada had done, his godbrother. He'd just gone out there as an old man and conquered the world for Krishna and brought thousands of people back to Mayapur, fulfilling Nityananda's predictions, Bhaktivinoda's predictions, Mahaprabhu's predictions, the will of and the wish of and the desire of Bhaktisiddhanta and Bhaktivinoda. He just did all that. And he used to say, who would have known? Who could have suspected? Because what? Abhay had a little mustache, a little Misha, like Mahamantra. He had a job. He worked in his little company. He had his little stall, his little, you know, 10-foot wide shop dispensing medicals, like Vamana used to work in a medical shop. Very ordinary. Fired up, enthusiastic, Abhay. But who would have imagined? And then he told him, not humanly possible, not even Vaishnava possible. Cannot be done even by a pure devotee. Must be done by the Lord himself, his energy. Therefore, he said, Shaktivesha avatar. And Yajivara Maharaj, one other devotee, he also told, it must be Shaktivesha avatar. Not humanly possible. But Prabhupada never thought of himself as a Shaktivesha avatar. He thought of himself as a humble servant of his Guru Maharaj. And he encouraged everyone to do the same. But we see practically you can't. It's impossible. It is just not our doing. It's not human doing. It's not even Vaishnava doing. It's the Lord's own doing. He will, if there's ever to be another such like wave of Krishna consciousness, he will say. It will not be behind so many people getting together and cheerleading an acharya to the top and giving him bombastic titles and trying to relive the Shaktivesha avatar days. This also goes on, you know, in two or three different places with contradictory opinions about each other, so it's obvious that it's a few biscuits short of a real pack, as we say. But that's what it is. So Nityananda Prabhu, he spread Krishna consciousness like nobody ever dreamed personally when he was present. Mahaprabhu sent him to Bengal, the most difficult place to preach. The most difficult place to preach is not America. It is not Italy. It is not France. It is not Germany or Russia. We used to think, Russia. But there are thousands of devotees in Russia. They say if you go to Russia, you're not a guru, you will be tomorrow. You just give a class and somebody wants to take initiation from you. Just like even Jayadvaita Maharaj, who was here, who was very conservative. He said, yeah, you give a class and by the time you finish prasadam, there's somebody calling you Guru Dave. But we used to think, oh, Russia, how the Krishna will go in Russia. Like anything, it's gone in Russia. South America, oh, so many places. And some ups and downs like that goes. But Bengal, wow. Bengal is a tough place to preach, actually. Every sahaji is there, every nonsense, everything you can think of is there, and they know Mahaprabhu. They know. Very tough. Very, very tough place to preach. But still, by the potency of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta and Bhakti Vinod, there has been much preaching there, in Bengal also. But on the scale of a whole world, that must be the direct involvement of Nityananda Prabhu. Srila Sridhar Maharaj said it was his opinion that Lord Nityananda lived inside the body of Prabhupada for 12 years. And it was our opinion that he entered his body when he was on way to America, there was a heart attack. He would have died, actually. In a normal life of Prabhupada, that was the end of his life. It was too much for an old man to get on a boat and tackle the Atlantic Ocean in a storm. And he died. Would have died. Nityananda Prabhu entered. Once Prabhupada told himself that Krishna showed him darshan at that time and came and carried him across the ocean. So nobody can describe it perfectly what happened. But at that time, Nityananda Prabhu made his appearance. And also that has got relation to Prabhupada's disappearance. There is no reason he left the world. There's no health reason. There's no any reason. And what people call his deteriorated symptoms of health actually match, in many ways, the symptoms of Gadadhar Pandit after the disappearance of Mahaprabhu. The way he became very, very thin, we call it as emaciated, and different moods in Gadadhar because Mahaprabhu is gone. So in our group, we say yes. Then as Nityananda Prabhu entered and through him spread this movement everywhere, making him dance everywhere. Some people think this is a bad thing. They think, oh, no, credit should go to Prabhupada. What more credit you can give him than Lord Nityananda Prabhu entered him and made him dance everywhere? What more credit can you give somebody? Then he left. We say in English, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. He came and he went. His own will. Even some of the work wasn't done. Nonetheless, he went. And I tell you, he left on a day during the Mayapur festival. And from that minute on, it was just a moment. When Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasasan, it was just a moment. His face changed his look, and then he manifested 7 or 8 months of pastimes until he left the world. And all the pastimes have the feelings of separation, longing for Krishna, longing for the one who had been so close to. Anyway, it's indescribable. If you say like this, you'll be branded a madman for sure. And after that, maybe even a sahajya. But we know, in some degree, what I've just said is 100% true. Sridhar Maharaj says Nityananda Prabhu made him dance, entered his body. Then why he should leave this world? He can only leave this world if his Lord also withdraws and leaves this world. He must go with his Lord after so much intimate connection. Do you follow? That's why some people in the mundane world in Calcutta and other places, they used to be afraid to chant on their beads. Because the sannyasi used to preach, and Harinam will get you detachment from the motherless suffering of this world and everything. And people used to give money and they would support festivals and they would do this. But they couldn't get people to chant on beads in those days. So some devotee asked one life member who was a very pious man, said, why nobody wants to chant on beads? No, Sanji, we don't mind to do service, everything like that, but you told if you chant a japa regularly, we get detached, and we don't want to get detached from our families. We just want to remain pious and help you keep an equal balance like this. So, some misunderstanding like that. All right. The glories of Sri Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai. Jai. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Jai. Bo Premanandi.